I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, the nation's capital holds its primary tomorrow, along with Maryland and Virginia. Voters in this area, where we are based, typically cast their ballots long after the Democratic and Republican nominations are settled. But this year, the races are anything but settled, and the candidates are actually spending money and time in the area to compete for these votes. In a few minutes, we're going to talk with D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, the district representative in Congress, about how the race is shaping up in the region. And we're also going to talk with NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. But first, Senator Barack Obama was one of the candidates barnstorming the area over the weekend. It was a good weekend for him. He swept the 5 nominating contests held over the weekend and won a Grammy for his book, The Audacity of Hope. We were able to catch up with him after a raucous rally with an overflow crowd at T.C. Williams High School in Alexandria, Virginia, yesterday. I asked him the same question I had previously asked Senator Clinton, which was, what do you say to voters who appreciate the historic opportunity represented by both your campaigns, but are torn?
We do have terrific candidates in this race, and I think the Democrats should be unified in trying to win the White House in November. I think that I can more effectively bring the country together to actually deliver on promises like health care. I think I have a track record of pushing against the special interests and the lobbyists in Washington that have dominated the agenda. You know, I'm not funded by PACs or federal lobbyists. I think Senator Clinton can't make that same claim. And so I think I would represent a break from how business is done in Washington that offers a better prospect of serious reform.
Some people, I think you know this, that to this point, Senator Clinton has been enjoying the support of people who are less educated, more sort of blue-collar, what we used to call Reagan Democrats. You're enjoying the support of people who are younger, more affluent, better educated. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I don't think that that's been true across the board. If you look at Iowa, for example, I actually won union voters, I won lower-income voters, and the difference was I had a chance to spend a lot of time there. So I think the real difference is between high information voters and lower information voters. And, you know, because people are less familiar with me, I have to work harder to make sure that they know my track record. And when they know that I've, you know, started my career working alongside steel workers trying to get jobs on the south side of Chicago, I have spent a lifetime of 20 years fighting for working families, then that gives them a different impression. And, you know, if I don't, then oftentimes Senator Clinton is the default candidate. So we always have to work harder on the ground. That's hopefully what we'll be able to do in the coming weeks.
I was talking to a speechwriter I know who had this theory and tested out on you. That person wanted to know, what if the issue is that some of these voters cannot envision the future for them that you see for them? They just can't envision that what you think is possible is possible. If that's so, what do you do?
Well, I think there's no doubt that if people are having a tougher time in this economy, then, you know, they're less, you know, prone to buy into any kind of soaring rhetoric. I think you've got to talk to them in very nuts and bolts terms about what's they're dealing with in their lives right now. And one of the things that campaigning on the ground more often as opposed to just jumping from state to state, one of the things that allows me to do is get in the conversation people in very specific terms about how I want to provide tuition credits for their kids so they can go to college, or how I want to make sure that we have a tax break for people who are making less than $75,000 a year. You know, those kinds of very specific, concrete steps that would make their lives better then gives them some confidence that if we can take those steps, maybe we can take some bigger steps to achieve even bigger things for the country.
You're facing the voters in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. on Tuesday. A lot of people are calling this the Potomac primary. Do you have any special message for these voters?
My message is very clear, that we have an opportunity for change in this country that is unique in my lifetime. We don't have an incumbent president, don't have an incumbent vice president. I think people recognize we need a fundamental shift in our economic policy and our foreign policy. And, you know, my candidacy, I think, represents a outpouring of interest and engagement from the American people. And it's that interest and engagement opening up the government back to the American people that is going to actually move the reforms forward that are so badly needed. I hope people make sure that they participate and go out and vote.
Speaking of participation, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you finally about voting rights for the district. A lot of people in this area consider that a civil rights issue, although it's not of particular interest in the rest of the country. Do you consider voting rights for the district a civil rights issue?
I do, and I think it's about time that we actually delivered on that promise. But you can't have hundreds of thousands of people who are paying taxes and have no representation in Congress. It's something that needs to change. I've been a consistent supporter of voting rights for the people of D.C., and it's something that I will champion when I'm president.
Senator, thank you so much for taking the time. We hope we get to speak to you again.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Take care.
Great.
That was Illinois Senator Barack Obama, Democratic presidential candidate. With his wins over the weekend in nominating contests in four states and the Virgin Islands, the Illinois senator took the lead in pledged delegates, according to network calculations. But the race is still close, and both he and Senator Clinton are still in the hunt for votes in this region tomorrow.